clock, when I get it reset, not of my own volition, but it gets reset occasionally, you never know which minute it is. It's off by a minute sometimes. It's crazy. All right, now, we're very honored to have back Mitchell Henderson tonight, as we do each Monday. I don't know how Mitch does it. He puts out a steady stream of some of the most advanced intelligence that you're going to hear about military geopolitical activities on this terrible, tawdry planet. Mitch is back tonight. He's got contacts in Russia. He's had contacts in Ukraine. He knows what's going on, and we're going to hear some new and rather alarming information tonight. Hello, Mitch, and welcome again.
Hello, Jeff. It's great to be back. So tonight I want to talk about the inevitability of nuclear war. Okay. Let me start out by saying that we and the Russians do not think the same about nuclear war. This is where we get off track here. Okay.
May I say something, Mitch? Excuse me.
Sure.
You always do this. You say things that open big doors. That was a big door you just opened. Americans must stop thinking ethnocentrically. Well, not ethno, but yeah, maybe ethno. Egocentrically. Sociocentrically. The Russians do not think about nuclear war like we do. Let those words please resonate in your mind as you listen to Mitch. Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, so each nation's military doctrine is based on their specific culture and worldview. Russia and NATO think diametrically opposite when it comes to nuclear weapons and its separation or integration into military doctrine. The United States separates conventional warfare from nuclear warfare. This is because, in our minds, conventional warfare was at first called the air-land battle and was designed for conventional war on the ground and was directed at fighting a conventional war with the Soviet Union. Later, under Obama's pivot to China doctrine, changed to the air-sea battle, since it considered axiomatic that we cannot fight a land war in Asia. To fight the Chinese, we were going to have to deal with Chinese A2/AD war doctrine, which is to prevent American area access and area denial to Taiwan during an invasion. The air-sea battle was our strategy to fight China in the Taiwan Strait. In the USA, nuclear war is considered unwinnable, so it is not fully integrated into military doctrine. Mm-hmm. It has its separate doctrine. The Chinese have similar doctrine in that their nuclear forces, the 2nd Artillery Division, is designed for retaliation. The U.S. nuclear strategy is for retaliation also, and as I said, is considered unthinkable to use in conventional war. However, China does have its asymmetrical nuclear strategy where it uses North Korea as the heavy. If things start turning out bad for them, they will have North Korea nuke the necessary targets that stand as obstacles to China's victory. This gives China plausible deniability and leaves only North Korea to suffer nuclear retaliation. For the past 20 years, China has been building large civilian shelter camps in Manchuria for the North Korean people to flee to when nuclear weapons are launched at them. Actually, they will move when North Korea decides to attack, okay? So the Chinese also built huge military bases for the North Korean army. North Korea intends to have most of its forces in South Korea by the time they launch nukes, and its troops will have the benefit of being in South Korea when nuclear retaliatory strikes hit the North. Unlike China and the USA, North Korea doctrine primarily focuses on nuclear attack as the standard, and conventional forces are their backup. Okay? So Russian military doctrine is developed through experience. In Russian military strategy is subordinate to military doctrine. Using military doctrine is the starting point that military strategists amplify and investigate concrete problems regarding the nature of a particular war the methods of warfare to be employed in the organization and preparation of the armed forces for war. They will fight and win by any means necessary. Nothing is off the table. However, the Russians have integrated nuclear weapons at all levels of war, so there is no separation between conventional war and nuclear war. In other words, nuclear weapons are part and parcel of conventional warfare. Think of it like the American air-land battle when the Air Force gains control of the skies so it can bomb strategic targets far away from the front lines and provide tactical air support to the troops on the front. In Russian doctrine, you can change the word Air Force to nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are intended to annihilate the homelands of the enemy nations so that there will be no logistical chains feeding the war against them. At the tactical level, Russia has low-yield nuclear artillery that can be used to eliminate the places where the enemy is dug in or enemy forces are massed. Instead of bypassing strongholds, which could be used as bases to attack Russian flanks and rear areas, they will eliminate those pockets with nuclear weapons and save their troops. Okay, so let me tell you where I got this information from. This information comes from the Defense Intelligence Agency, okay? And it is not classified. Our woke leadership does not read this information nor understand it. They're too intelligent and arrogant to use it. Their intelligence is not rational, it is emotional. Woke people think that all people think like they do. They wallow in identity politics and critical race theory, yet cannot understand any other person's point of view. Call this intellectual complacency, and I will tell you that complacency kills in war. So while the U.S. and NATO use nuclear weapons as a last resort in very special circumstances, in Russia, nuclear warfare is a routine use of force. It is fully integrated into all levels of war, tactical, operational, and strategic. Okay, so knowing this, okay, we keep provoking Russia into a nuclear war. Last week, the pedophile Marxist Biden regime decided on a Lend-Lease military supply agreement with Ukraine. Remember that it was Lend-Lease program with the USSR and the United Kingdom that ultimately got us involved in World War II. Our shipping supplies to the United Kingdom and France got us involved in World War I. People have no institutional memory. But the thing is every time we do a Lend-Lease, we end up fighting the country that in other words, we send guns and supplies to a country to fight another country, but we always, always, every time end up fighting that country ourselves.
Yes.
Okay.
True.
This is and the Russians are very aware of this. Okay. So we're seeing the same pattern here. It is our shipping weapons to Ukraine going to start a shooting war between the USA and Russia? Well, many Russians think so. Okay. Also, in view of the encouraging Finland and Sweden to join NATO, it is seen as an intentional threat to Russia's security that is purely provocative. Russia has had no claims on either Swedish nor Finnish territories. Turkey has said they will veto this because Finland and Sweden will not extradite Kurdish terrorists to Turkey for trial. Erdogan even said that a delegation from Finland and Sweden need not come to Ankara to talk with him because he has made up his mind. NATO says it will bully Turkey into voting as NATO desires. However, Croatia says that they will vote against Finland joining because it will start a nuclear war. Okay. This is Croatia.
Everyone, please follow carefully where this is all going. This is very interesting. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Ukrainians are attacking in Moldovan Transnistria where Russian troops are stationed. Okay, keep in mind this. Moldova is a separate sovereign nation. Transnistria is an accepted part of Moldovan territory. It is not a separate Russian territory. It is part of Moldova. Okay? So Ukraine is actually invading a neutral country. Okay? That is a provocation. Okay? Ukraine wants to drag Moldova into the war. Ukraine wants to drag the world into war. They want you to die, and they want you to support your own demise. This is an ancient Zionist method of operating, okay? Also, a blockade is an act of war. The West started using euphemism for blockades so that they could bully other nations. They would call it a quarantine, then a total exclusion zone. The final euphemism now in vogue is sanctions. Sanctions are a blockade. They are an act of war. The woke leaders of the West think they can just label it something else and avoid the consequences of their actions. In their minds, they can simply relabel actions and think that a different label changes the act. The woke West is trying to cancel the Russian people, and the Russian people know it. So how is that sanctions war working out for NATO? Let me just read the headlines from a single day, May 15th, okay? Brussels expects Russian economy to stabilize soon. Financial woes rising in the EU following sanctions of Russia. EU issues dire economic forecast. European gas prices forecast to triple. Soaring cost of living forces Westerners to change their lifestyle. Diesel fuel in the USA to be rationed. Supply chain issues to get far worse, and inflation to spiral out of control. The U.S. stock market has lost $7 trillion since January 1st, 2022, in just the first 5 months. $7 trillion of American wealth has disappeared. That is your retirement funds dissolving into thin air. They are spiraling into abject poverty, rampant crime to include home invasion, robberies, and looting of stores, which makes starvation come faster. Real inflation, measured in 1980 criteria, is now at 16.6%. The real unemployment rate, measured as those without a job, period, is 25.2%. During the Great Depression, the real unemployment rate was 22.9%. During the Great Depression, the dollar lost 42% of its value. If Russia, China, India, and the non-aligned nations succeed in destroying the petrodollar, our money will lose 95% of its value. While the pedophile Marxist Biden regime and its mainstream media lackeys are trying to paint a rosy picture of the economy while relentlessly trying to destroy it, your government thinks you are a moron. We can see who the moron is every time he or his vice president tried to make a speech or answer questions. Westerners will be starving and freezing to death by Christmas. That's a headline. Ukraine warns of draconian measures in support of their crashing economy. Add to this that Poland has said that it will invade Kaliningrad. That's a little Russian enclave on the Baltic Sea between Lithuania and Poland. That is a NATO nation threatening to invade Russia. We have stated that we want to destroy Russian military power. Well, the purpose of war is to destroy your opponent's military force. That is not an act of war. It is war. I felt from the beginning that the West would do something stupid to trigger a nuclear war. As a satanic West tries to instigate thermonuclear war, Russia is making its moves. It withdrew from the Council of Europe and now is now withdrawing from the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization. Russia wants national freedom and sovereignty. Americans want individual freedom and personal autonomy, but our federal government has zero politicians or bureaucrats that advocate for us. They are all servants of the globalist elite and certainly not the American people. State governments have a mixed record. The trend is towards oppressing American people in the most insidious ways possible. It's time to wake up and see that we are slaves living under the heel of a Marxist Zionist totalitarian state. Beware when Russia recalls all of its diplomatic staff from the West. a move that is on the way because it is a precursor to nuclear attack. Just today, Russian Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov declared that the West is conducting war against Russia. Opponents of Russia have stolen their money and used Ukraine as a proxy army to hurt Russians. Right. He said Western powers opposing Russia and Ukraine could be considered the enemies waging war against the state, pointing that economic sanctions, the arming of Ukrainian nationalists, and giving them intel to attack Russian troops all amounted to acts of war. Okay? So we've already done it. All they have to do, like Putin sat there for 8 years on the Minsk protocols patiently while Ukraine just attacked the Donbass. So he'll be patient. He picks the time that this war comes. He picks the time of launching. So let me ask the question, what are we fighting for? NATO was formed after World War II to protect the West from Marxism. That ceased to be the case after 1992. At that point, the West became Marxist and went on the offensive against the nations that thought they did not have to obey the Marxist West. The official line in the West is that any religion that puts God before the government is a threat to humanity. That's a quote from our government leaders, okay?
Why don't you repeat that, Mitch? Go ahead. Say it again, please.
Any religion that puts God before the government is a threat to humanity.
I hope that
sinks in.
Pedophile
Joe Biden said that publicly. He publicly said that and repeated it.
Wow.
Okay. What America is fighting for is international communism run by the global elite. We are fighting for the right of women to murder their babies, for the right of LGBT educators to groom our children to become LGBT and to be open to pedophilia. We are fighting for Marxist equity that disdains merit and ability. The United States of America is the vanguard of the Great Reset, the Great Replacement, and the genocide of humanity itself. You must obey because the pedophile Marxist dictator Biden says if you disagree at all with his cultural Marxist agenda, then you are an existential threat to freedom itself. Yeah, if you don't want to be openly and in your face gay, then you are the enemy of the state. Okay? Russia is fighting for morality, decency, and for Christ. The West is fighting for the right to be immoral publicly, the right to be indecent and rude as possible, and for Satan. The worst kind of war is a war of religion. Russia is fighting for Orthodox Christianity, the Russian people and the Russian motherland. For Russia, it is a war against evil itself, and NATO is Satan. Russia wants to defeat the Antichrist and the Zionist atheist world order. Put simply, we are fighting for evil, and Russia is fighting for good. There is little nuance to the Russian point of view. Listen to Putin as opposed to the muddle-minded pedophile Joe Biden. In March 2022, Vladimir Putin spoke publicly about our differences at the annual Valdai conference. Putin's speech was titled "Disappointment at the West's Embrace of Communism and Satanism." Been there, done that. Okay, so let me quote him here, because what he says is, I think it will resonate with people. And this is a quote. So we look in amazement at the processes underway in the countries which have been traditionally looked at as the standard bearers of progress. Of course, the social and cultural sharks that are taking place in the United States and Western Europe are none of our business. We are keeping out of this. Some people in the West believe that an aggressive elimination of entire pages from their own history, reverse discrimination against the majority in the interest of the minority, and the demand to give up the traditional notions of mother, father, family, and even gender, they believe that all these are the mileposts on the path towards social renewal, Build Back Better, as we call it. Listen, I would like to point out once again that they have a right to do this, but we would like to ask them to keep out of our business as well. We have a different viewpoint. We believe that we must rely on our own spiritual values, our historical tradition, and the culture of our nation. The advocates of so-called social progress believe they are introducing humanity to some kind of new and better consciousness. The only thing that I want to say now is that their prescriptions are not new at all. It may come as a surprise to some people, but Russia has been there already. After the 1917 revolution, the Bolsheviks, relying on the dogmas of Marx and Engels, also said that they would change existing ways and customs, and not just political and economic ones, but the very notion of human morality and the foundations of a healthy society. The destruction of age-old values, religion, and relations between people, up to and including the total rejection of family, encouragement to inform on loved ones, all of this was proclaimed as progress, by the way, was widely supported around the world back then and was quite fashionable, same as today. The Bolsheviks were absolutely intolerant of opinions other than theirs. So you can say woke and Bolshevik is really kind of the same word. This, I believe, this is quoting Putin again, this, I believe, should call to mind some of what we are witnessing now. Looking at what is happening in a number of Western countries, we are amazed to see the domestic practices which we, fortunately, have left, I hope, in the distant past. The fight for equality and against discrimination has turned into aggressive dogmatism bordering on absurdity. When the works of the great authors of the past, such as Shakespeare, are no longer taught at schools or universities.
Okay, and welcome back. Talking with Mitch Henderson, learning a lot, as always. We're not nearly done. Go right ahead, Mitchell. This is good.
Okay, this is a continuation of Putin's speech. The classics are declared backward and ignorant of the importance of gender and race. In Hollywood, memos are distributed about proper storytelling and how many characters of what color and gender should be in a movie. This is even worse than the agitprop department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union.
Wow.
Not to mention some truly monstrous things when children are taught from an early age that a boy can easily become a girl and vice versa. That is, the teachers actually impose on them a choice we all supposedly have. They do not. They do so while shutting the parents out of the process and forcing the child to make decisions that can upend their entire life. This is a crime against humanity being done under the banner of progress, as so many crimes against humanity are committed under that same banner. How is the war going in Ukraine? So my contact in Ukraine says that the war is going fine for Russia. The Russians are killing 400 to 800 Ukrainian soldiers per day. That is up to a battalion per day of Ukrainian forces dying. American Minister of Defense, the woke Marxist racist Lloyd Austin, told Zelensky that his soldiers must not give ground and must fight to the death if he wants to keep getting paid. If he wants to keep getting paid. Okay? This creates two lines of Ukrainian soldiers, one to fight and one behind them to shoot any soldier trying to retreat. One Ukrainian commander said that Austin wants to fight the Russians to the last Ukrainian and feels that the West's real intention is to kill all of the Ukrainians because they are white people, and Lloyd Austin obviously hates white people. Just today, NATO declared that they were going to seize all Ukrainian wheat stores. The Zionists' favorite way to kill Ukrainians is by starvation. Historically, they've done it time and time again.
Oh, isn't that the damn truth? Holodomor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Both Ukrainian and Russian officers agree that the Ukrainian army could collapse any day now. That day will be the threshold of the complete collapse of the Ukraine. Once it begins collapsing, it'll collapse rapidly. This week, I asked my contact to put people at random on the phone if they could speak English. I wanted to know what the average non-combatant thought about what was happening. Now, this isn't perfect because I don't get to choose the people. He's just handing the phone to people that can speak English, okay? A Ukrainian woman said that she wished NATO would stop sending weapons so the war could end. Ukraine has no hope of winning, so NATO is in fact exterminating the Ukrainian people.
Who said this?
This is a woman on the street, a Ukrainian woman.
Okay. Good.
Ukrainian, not Russian, but Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Okay. A Ukrainian man who is too old and incapacitated to fight said that Ukrainian snipers came to his apartment in a high-rise building near Kharkiv to set up a sniper post. He said that he objected because the Russians would then shoot at his apartment. The Ukrainian sniper team then raped his wife and four daughters, ranging from age from 9 to 13. His wife and daughters were not happy with the Ukrainian snipers, so the snipers shot them in the head and burned their bodies in the courtyard to cover their war crimes. While in his apartment, these snipers did not kill a single Russian, but shot Ukrainian civilians just walking unarmed down the street. They also went to other Ukrainian apartments in the building to rape other girls and steal everybody's food. He was kicked out of his apartment when the Ukrainian snipers killed his family, and after a few days, a Russian tank finally fired at his apartment, killing the snipers. The Ukrainians that they tormented hung their bodies up outside the apartments and mutilated them out of extreme hatred. He had two other neighbors vouch for this story on the phone for me. Okay. The consensus was that the Ukrainian army are nothing more than criminal bandits that rape, pillage, and plunder and are a scourge upon humanity. Although Ukrainian, they felt like the Russians were the liberators. They are well-disciplined, polite, and helpful. They have the Marxist totalitarian dictator Zelensky. They call the government of Ukraine a corrupt whorehouse. I told them that it was a perfect description of the United States Congress. So another Ukrainian man said he was going to head west because Ukrainians have genocided so many Russians that he fears payback. He said the Russians will not stop him, that he has to bypass any Ukrainian units because he knows that they will rob and kill him. I spoke to a Russian of Luhansk, and he said that the Russians would not make reprisals on the Ukrainians in the area because this was a war between global elite-backed Zionist Zelensky regime and the forces of Christian decency. Forgiveness is the right thing to do as long as they are not war criminals. A Russian commander told me that the Ukrainians were well dug in. They are not going to waste lives in hand-to-hand combat. He said they will bomb the trenches and starve the Ukrainians out. When the Ukrainian forces collapse, they will quickly mop up and liberate all of Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic. On Australian TV, they interviewed a retired Australian colonel named Richard Kemp. He said Western news gets its information solely from the Ukrainian general staff, and we have a tainted picture of what is happening. He said that the Russians were doing great in their military operations in the Donbass. They are succeeding. He said that NATO's number one goal is to overthrow Putin, which is another cause of war, okay? But he said NATO is much weaker than we think. It is militarily weak, politically weak, and economically weak. Now, this is an Australian...
Morally weak. Terms. Morally right. Non-existent.
He said that NATO would not respond to an invasion of NATO with nuclear weapons, giving the Russians the initiative on that point. NATO is wholly dependent on the United States. So it's the USA that has to fight this war, not NATO. Okay, so the attitude in Russia. My journalist contact in Russia says that the military and political leadership are coming to the conclusion that the Zionists are ascendant and poised to go to nuclear war to make their nightmare society come true.
They don't care.
Rainbows.
Mitch, they don't care. You're right. Your friend is right.
Yeah.
They're all right. The Zionists will nuke. They don't care. Just so they get their control.
Well, they want to prod the Russians into nuking the West.
I know. I know. They'll false flag it, I think, if they have to. They got plenty of nukes.
Yeah. So they promise rainbows, unicorns, butterflies, and birds, but death and hell follows them. We are entering a period of history that will be the worst possible time in all human history. And I mean that. Wow. We are entering the worst possible time in all of human history. It's never been worse than it's going to be. We're walking into a minefield blindfolded. Okay. There will be wars, natural disasters, famine, and pestilence. Even Bill Gates has announced a new, more deadly pandemic coming. The Zionists
Let me add this. Something is happening in North Korea. North Korea doesn't talk about itself much at all. They never act weak. They try to project strength. 4 days ago, they had no cases, as in zero, of what they're calling COVID. It's not. It's something else. The original COVID is mutated into oblivion now. We've got something else out there. I don't know what it is. Synthetic, released. I don't know what it is. But 4 days ago, North Korea had zero cases. 3 days later, as in yesterday, they had 680,000 cases of some terrible illness, fevers, pains, horrible, debilitating illness had struck 680,000 people. Today it's 1.5 million and close to 60 dead. Something has overrun North Korea, and it has to be airborne. It's the only way.
Consider this. So China is waiting to attack Taiwan, but obviously they're not going to do it now because they're having these big COVID epidemics there.
Yep.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Korea has to move all of its people to China, okay, before they launch the nuclear weapons. What better cover? You know, I mean, you have to keep to the Oriental mind. Deception is so critical in war that it's the number one consideration for them. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in North Korea, it's impossible to find out what's actually happening. Okay. The Zionists will exterminate 7.5 billion humans, but call themselves humanists. They will exterminate BIPOC people, LGBT plus people. By the way, the plus in that thing means pedophile. And, of course, feminists. Once they have achieved power, the Zionists will liquidate the woke crowd because they are just useful idiots. Right. When their usefulness is over, they will be the first to be exterminated. Study the history of the Zionist Bolsheviks. It's mm-hmm. a perfect example. They are changing their worldview. The West will not leave humanity alone. They impose a dogma that is materialistic, hedonistic, and atheistic, intended to be accepted and embraced. They are angry. Now they are willing to invade and incorporate Eastern Europe into Russia, as well as Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and parts of Sweden, Norway, and Denmark into Russia. Russia is preparing for total war while we sit back and look at Pornhub. Okay? So that's us versus them. So let me just talk real briefly here about misdirection. Okay, information in war is critical, especially in psychological operations. But what they direct you towards in the media tells you much. The talk of Ukraine is waning, meaning that Ukraine is losing and soon will be history. To be sure, what is said is anti-Russian. We are still dumping weapons and money on Ukraine, and Congress is stalling. Congress knows Ukraine is a black hole that they dump money into, but the military-industrial complex stands to make lots of money, especially if Ukraine loses. Remember that your congressmen and senators represent the military-industrial complex. They do not represent any American citizens, nor are they concerned what the citizens want. You can see the COVID news kicking back up. You can see the Supreme Court headed towards overturning Roe versus Wade. These are connected. The brave and free anti-vaxxers argued the abortion meme. It's my body, it's my choice whether to get vaccinated. Roe versus Wade is the foundation of that logic. If we are to force people to take the kill shot, then it cannot be your choice. It must be my body, the state's choice, what to do with it. Okay? This dovetails with what junior high schoolers are taught, that all females under 18 that get pregnant should have forced abortions. All fetuses should be genetically tested, and if they have a deficiency or mutation, the state will order mandatory abortion. This ruling is not a ruling for freedom. It is putting ownership of your body in government hands. So don't celebrate too early. There's an ulterior motive here for repealing Roe versus Wade, and that motive is so they can tell you what to do with your body.
Okay? I got it.
The Depp Amber Heard narrative is used to make people think that feminism is becoming unpopular and the Me Too movement is dead. They have a goal, the destruction of America, and that cannot happen if Democrats lose power in Congress. So the abortion issue is to galvanize the woke people to vote, lull the deplorables into thinking things are going their way so they will be less likely to vote, and by all means have multiple political, social, criminal, and medical emergencies so that the Democrats can rig the 2022 election. I predict that they will take Congress by a veto-proof margin of 66% in each House, even with their abysmal record of running our country. Well, they're running our country into the ground. They actually are going to rig an election. It's like, is the rest of the world going to believe that we had a fair election if the Democrats win? It's like they have screwed things up so terribly. We were defeated in Afghanistan, and then we're poking the bear for a war. Okay, Afghanistan was just illiterate, you know, pedophile goat farmers. Okay, Russia's like normal people like us, you know, modern advanced people. So and they have a better military equipment. Much better than the Taliban had. We can't even beat the Taliban after 20 years. Okay. Look at Iraq. We invaded Iraq in 2003. Here we are 19 years later. Iraq is still an ungodly mess. Okay. People dying every day there. Everything's out of control. You know? What have we accomplished? Look at Libya. It's a failed state. Somalia, a failed state. Iraq, a failed state, actually. Okay, so all these places we go into, Afghanistan, it's a failed state. The Taliban's in power, but they don't know how to run a government or social services or anything like that.
Yeah.
So we are the destroyer of nations. That's what we do. If we say we're there to help you, we're there to screw
you. Well, our time has come,
up.
My friend. America is being destroyed. It's being taken down, and it is crumbling. Its people are dying. Its institutions are dead. We don't have a government. We have no monetary system predicated on anything other than psychology and digital printing. It's a joke. We're finished. We're a walking cadaver of a nation.
We talked earlier today, and you asked the question of when is this nuclear war likely to happen? Well, the Zionists would like it to happen before Christmas, because remember they want us all starving to death by Christmas, so they can get rid of the starvation problem by just nuking us. Okay, Russia is a simple thing. He's saying leave us alone, let us do our own thing, but we won't. Okay, we have see just like you have to obey by wearing a mask or getting a shot. Well, Russia has to obey these same people. Okay, so the Russians know what we feel like. Okay, having to obey these idiots. Okay, I think that just as starvation could come before Christmas, well, nuclear war can come before Christmas too, because there's a big risk in this election. What if they meant to rig the last year's election, but they were overconfident? Okay, now they know everybody hates them, and so they have to really take drastic measures to do it. They cannot take a step backwards, okay? No step backwards. It's just forward is the only way that they know to go. If they take a step backward, they know they're done. If they lose control, they're done, okay? So right now is the point where Zionism has had, got all of its ducks lined up in a row. They can go ahead and get rid of all the powerful countries, and that leaves the last man standing, their man, their Messiah, which I've said many times on this show is not the same as a Christian Messiah. Their Messiah is a human being who becomes God. Okay, he's just a human man, all right, who will declare himself God. He thinks so highly of himself. But this is a typical woke person, okay? The Antichrist is just reflecting the masses of the people upon the face of the earth, okay? We got all these woke people, and they just see things in one way. There's just the party line, the dogma. Period. No room for questions or anything like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. If they step back a little bit, like with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing, that's just a temporary tactic to misdirect us, to make us put our guard down. Because what they're about to do is they're about to hit us with a living hell. A hell of no money, of inflation, of no fuel, of no supplies, of nothing.
Food?
Okay.
No. And, if they pull the plug on the grid, we're back to horse and buggy days. I'm not even talking about EMP. They got other ways.
Oh, yeah. Just if the grid goes down, whatever way it goes down, the best assessment said 90% of Americans will be dead within 1 year.
I agree. Can you imagine
look at the
murders? Can you imagine the suicides? God.
There'll be suicides, but there's criminals. I mean, one of the things
will be dying from the bioweapon injections that they took, the other 80%.
Right. Well, I still tell people it's anecdotal. I know one person that died of allegedly COVID, okay? But I do know five people personally who have died from the vaccination. Okay.
That's right.
So what am I going to do? What decision am I going to make based on the anecdotal evidence alone? I would not want to risk it because it looks like my odds are better if I just get the disease, which I've had before. I had it back at the very beginning. And it wasn't
99.997% survival with no treatment. That's the given figure. COVID doesn't exist anymore. It's mutated into oblivion. What's around now is it's either a chimeric version blended with flu or something else, or they've let something else loose on us because this is a bad one now. It makes people very sick. But for God's sakes, don't go in the hospital. Tough it out. Treat it like it's the flu.
Well, that's what Bill Gates promised us. He promised us a pandemic.
I think they let something else loose,
frankly.
Yeah, I think this is something else. It's bad. Dick Allgaier has it. Hold the thought for Dick. He's getting better. The poor man was in bed for 4 days. No food. He was delirious. Terribly sick. He'll be on the program and talk about it. This is not an easy thing to get past. It seems to be designed to take out older people. But it's a very, very ugly disease, whatever they're running around now.
Well, I think there's more than one. I think there's going to be wave after wave. That's what they have planned.
That's agreed.
That's what they were doing in these labs in Ukraine. They were producing biological weapons over there.
That's right.
I mean, it's like, you know, your taxpayer money goes towards them creating a disease that will make you sick and kill you. Okay, these are the people we trust. These people that run our government, these people are criminals. They're Satanists. They're evil. There's, you know, even if you think one is good, listen to them long enough and you'll hear them square with what the system wants them to say, you know. I mean, it's like a controlled opposition, you know.
True.
So who's standing up? Well, you got to stand up for yourself, you know. You forget about the government taking care of you. You have to take care of yourself. You have to join with your neighbors
government.
Or somebody.
This government is not ours.
It's a
mechanism of control and extraction of wealth and destruction of society, culture, and ultimately our nationality. Thank you, Mitch. Excellent report again.
You're very welcome.
All right, we'll talk soon.
It's good talking to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Right, good night.
Okay, you're welcome. Good night.
Mitchell Henderson. You're not going to get better analysis than that. I don't care who it is. All right. We will continue in just a few minutes. Take a look at the top of the homepage. Again, we're going to talk next hour about that triangular, unidentified flying object up there with George Filer coming up next.